This is a CKTZ News update. Courtois Islands, second annual Heron Day, was September 5th.
Heron Day is where we get a whole bunch of volunteers to go out in different spots around Courtois Island at the same time to count herons so that we have a bit of a snapshot of how many herons are around. And if we have multiple eyes all at the same time, then we know we're not double counting herons that are cruising around the island. It went well. Heron counting volunteers saw a total of 15. There was a couple of sites where none were seen, and there was a couple of sites where people saw two, and those observations came from Carrington Bay, Whaletown Bay, Melt Bay, Cortez Bay, inside and outside, and Manson's Lagoon, inside and outside. So yeah, 15 in total, and there were 14 people making observations at 14 different sites.
Is that more or less than last year or the year before?
Although I'm reluctant to draw any conclusions from the different numbers that we got last year, it is, of course, a natural question and interesting to know that the last year we saw 9 herons, and that was looking at 9 different locations. Most of those were the same locations that were repeated this year. We had a few more people counting this year, and we saw some more herons. We saw more herons in the proportion to which we had more people looking. So in effect, we saw the same number of herons. We saw approximately 1 heron in every observation location. And that was the same from last year to this year. So it's pretty rough science, but it gives us something to track over the years, and fully over many, many years, we'll see more herons. But we did learn that there are more herons. So both of those are good. We also learned that there are still herons, which is good.
The great blue heron is a blue listed species in BC because of its sensitivity to human activity and declining population. It appeared in the Government of Canada's Species of Risk Registry in 1997 and again in 2008.
There's a lot of reasons why we might make that assessment of species at risk, and it could be that there used to be tons and tons of them, and now they're just common or something. Or it could be that they're common in the shores of Cortez, but they're not common in a lot of places where they used to be common. And I think that's often the case. Like, we live in kind of a special place where there's still a lot of wild habitat for creatures like herons. But if you, as I have done, paddle your kayak along the shore, head south from here towards the lower mainland, you find increasingly that there's greater and greater density of houses on the shoreline. And that has an impact on all sorts of creatures. So we might be very fortunate to be rich in herons on Cortez, but taking the Salish Sea as a whole, we could be having a major heron catastrophe. I don't know exactly which story is true there, but there's lots of creatures who are relatively abundant on Cortez and relatively depleted in their larger extent. They're beautiful creatures that are a fixture of our shoreline, and they're very near and dear to many people's hearts. It's also special in that maybe it means that we haven't lost all of the heron habitat. There's still a decent number of them around, and they can come back if we improve the conditions of their survival.